king's enemies fell one by one. No adversary could resist his will. The world itself was in his grasp, to do with as he wished. But one was called across the void to stop the writing, the endless writing.
Rotkotsu evas, suo te moko. Rotkotsu evas.
Come to us.
Suo te moko.
You who are yourself without time.
Evas, suo
oh, come to us and save us. Talk.
Expecting that.
What year do you think it is?
Oh, that's the question. It certainly smells like the 16th century.
I think that could be the river.
And that palace looks a recent conversion. Beautiful quarter brick offsets and a cross bond with diaper patterning.
I have no idea what you said, but I'm guessing it means old.
If I were a betting man, Perry, I'd hazard 1536.
Hold on, Doctor. Did the gatehouse... No.
Did the gatehouse what?
Out of the corner of my eye, I thought I saw... No, it's nothing.
Oh, really, Perry?
There! It happened again! The whole palace moved closer to us.
Well, that is strange.
You!
Pathways unfolded beneath our feet.
I know.
Well, I think we can take that as an invitation to follow it, don't you?
It sounds like a party.
It does. Come on.
Wait! We can't just stroll into the middle of the Great Hall and say hello.
Oh, absolutely. We'll have a much better view from the Minstrel's Gallery.
More ale! This suckling pig brings on a mighty thirst. I fear, my queen, that you are in the doldrums.
You are wrong, sire. I am as merry as a lamb.
That's Anne Boleyn, isn't it?
It is indeed. Second wife of Henry VIII.
I did study British history at high school, you know.
You are sullen, lady. Do not contradict your king.
I am as you would have me.
She's very beautiful.
One of the most beautiful women that ever lived.
Who is your master, madam?
Who is your current mistress, sir?
And Moody, too.
Well, to be fair, she did have a great many rivals to contend with.
These bursts of the humours bore me, madam.
Because I do not laugh and blink at all transgressions.
What? Shrewish?
Well, every tavern wench who serves your ale smiles and hopes she may one day be queen.
She gives as good as she gets.
Firebrand. Look at those eyes. Blazing.
Perhaps some music will appease you.
Oh, duck.
Minstrel! Oh, you up there!
Maybe if we don't reply, you won't notice us.
You, sir, do you hear?
Too late for that, I'm afraid. Yes, your majesty.
More music!
Well, I think the minstrels are,
On a break!
A break?
Ah. Who is your fair companion?
I'm Perry, your highness.
Come down to us, Perry, that we may see you more clearly.
What shall I do, doctor?
I think you'd better do as he says.
Come to us, now!
Rotkotsu evas, suo te moko. Rotkotsu evas.
Come to us.
Suo te moko.
Come to us and save us. Don't.
Good day, Your Majesty.
A good day to you, fool.
Oh, a fool? No, Your Majesty. Quite the contrary, in fact.
Then why do you wear motley?
Motley?
I think he means your coat, Doctor.
I'll have you know, sire, that this will be the height of fashion in 450 years' time.
Anne, you have excelled yourself in bringing me such entertainment.
But I did
King
not...
Henry, I, sir, am the Doctor, and may I take the opportunity to say what an honor it is to meet one of the greatest minds of the age.
You may. But tell me, Doctor.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Do you know any good bottom jokes?
I'm sorry?
Jokes pertaining to the bottom.
Oh, my.
Your companion really is delightful. Is she part of your act?
You could say that.
What merry japes have you for me today?
Well, I'm not really...
Do you cross me, fool?
Oh,
No, Your Majesty. The Doctor and I, we're players. Strolling players.
Players?
Yeah, you know, strolling along. You have plenty of jokes, don't you, Doctor?
Apparently, I do.
Then, pretty Perry, sit upon my lap, and we will watch this fool of yours perform.
Oh, I'm not sure that would be appropriate.
It seems the only fool is you, Henry.
Silence! If you cannot enjoy your gift, pray do not poison it for me.
I told you, I did not...
I come no more to make you laugh.
How's this?
Only they that come to hear a merry bawdy play or to see a fellow in a long motley coat guarded with yellow will be deceived. For gentle hearers, no...
Doctor, what are you doing?
Shakespeare, Henry VIII, Perry. What could be more appropriate?
Why do you whisper? Is there offence in this?
No, no. I do but jest. No offence in the world, Your Majesty. Think ye see the very persons of our noble story as they were living. Think you see them great. Then, in a moment, see how soon this mightiness meets misery.
Enough! It is pure melancholy. Have you no... earthy jokes?
Oh, forgive me. Your awesome presence has wiped the usual store of lavatorial humour from my mind.
Thank you. Doctor, did you say?
For what, my lady?
For making me laugh.
What's this? Do you mock me, sir?
No, no, not at all.
Oh, he's joking, aren't you, Doctor?
Ah, lovely Perry. I think it's time to see you dance.
Dance?
Dance, I say. I am the king. I will not be ignored.
I think you're going to have to dance, Perry.
Sing, do, a song of love.
But I don't really know any...
Sing!
Okay, all right. But don't cut my head off if you don't like it.
Alas, my love, you do me wrong to cast me off discourteously.
Oh, dear.
For I have loved you well and long, delighting in your company.
How's that?
Splendid! My dear, you sing as does the lark himself. But I am unfamiliar with the tune. What minstrel wrote it?
Well, actually, I thought you did.
Charming. Quite charming.
The sort of charm cheap harlots provide.
Hey.
I'm sorry we offend, Your Majesty.
You do me no offence, sir.
If you are offended, Anne, then go. None here waits upon you for their pleasure.
I see that plain enough. For you, my husband, clearly seek your entertainment in another's eyes.
I fear my queen grows pettish.
Oh, don't sweat it. We all get a little grouchy sometimes.
You are enchanting. What better gift to soothe her choleric humor?
I don't understand.
Oh, I think I do.
You'll make a comely lady-in-waiting.
Hold on a
minute. That's not a very good idea.
You dare presume to school a mighty king?
Not at all. I am
tired of your impertinence. Guards, away with this fool.
What?
To the stocks.
No, Your Majesty, I didn't...
Silence! All right, I'll have you whipped. Take him away.
No!
Doctor!
Please, Your Majesty,
And now, my dear, I think it's time to fit you for the Queen's bedchamber.
Oh, Lord.
The king's ambition grew out of all bounds, and as his power increased, his palace flourished. Buildings extended, gardens blossomed, towers rose towards the skies in apt reflection of his majesty. Meanwhile, his queen, an exile to his will, sat alone and awaited her fate.
What do you want?
The king says sorry.
And I suppose he sends you as a gift. Come in. Where's your friend, the doctor?
In the stocks. I hope he'll be okay.
He's safe enough from Henry's wrath for now.
The king said I'm to be your lady-in-waiting.
Did he?
Here, these clothes are for you.
I think you'll find they're for you.
For me?
I recognize that look in Henry's eye when a woman pleases it. And as I was once Queen Catherine's lady, now you are mine.
Believe me, I don't want to be queen.
Everything King Henry fixes on, King Henry takes. No matter what the cost, it is written.
It is written?
Be careful. He'll wipe away all who stand in his path, your husband included.
My what?
The doctor.
Oh, you don't understand.
Your lover?
No, we're just friends. Traveling companions.
I wish you well with Henry, then. Our marriage is a broken thing. I cannot put it right.
May I make a suggestion, my lady?
Please do.
I think you shout too much.
I shout?
And leaving a room without conflict resolution isn't doing your relationship any good. I mean, do you storm out a lot?
Girl, you forget yourself.
Look, I'm only trying to help.
Put on your borrowed costume, courtesan, and give the king exactly what he wants. We all do in the end.
I guess that answers my question.
Whoa!
Splendid! Now, let us see if I can hit your nose.
I'd really rather you didn't, if it's all the same to...
Nearly!
Oh, for someone with a reputation for the greatness of his intellect, you really are a Philistine.
Oh. The hour grows late, and you begin to bore me.
You'll forgive me if I'm not offended.
I bid you a good night in the stocks to contemplate what is to cross a king in love.
In love? Oh, ridiculous. Now exactly does one get out of this device? Oh, back so soon. What have you armed yourself with now? Cabbages? I can't turn my head, you know. Come out and face me like a man.
Rotkotsu evas suo te moko.
What's that?
Rotkotsu evas suo te moko.
Who are you?
Rotkotsu evas suo te moko. Rotkotsu evas suo te moko.
Come in.
Good day to you, my lady.
I'm sorry, should I...
I'm Marjorie!
Right. Sorry, should I know you?
I'm to be your maid, madam. Is there anything I can do for you at all?
Well, for openers, I can't breathe in this dress, and I'm waiting to be taken to a rampant tutor royal who wants to... Ugh. I don't even want to think about it.
Madam?
I mean, no, thank you.
In that case, the king requests your presence in his private apartment.
Yep, that's what I was afraid of.
Oh, my head. Oh, my fingers. Oh.
Hush.
What made the stocks disintegrate like that?
What matter? You are free.
Yes, thank you. But I still don't quite...
Hush, Doctor. I will tell your fortune.
Well, normally I'd have no time for that sort of thing, but since you appear to have assisted my release, it'd be churlish to refuse. Madam, forgive me if you would lift your hood.
Hush. Show me your hand. I see time spread across your palm. Your lifeline is... These breaks are inexplicable.
I thought they might be.
You have died before?
Not exactly. That sound again.
Rod Kotsu Evas, Suo Te Moko.
What is it?
It is time, my lord. Follow the sound to the tower. There you will find the answers you seek.
Wait! Wait! Oh, well. Oh, this coat smells ghastly.
As Henry watched his children dying one by one, the sons and daughters born of Catherine and of Anne, the future kings and princes of his realm, he wanted more than anything, an heir. A healthy boy to carry on his blood and line. Now, desperation swelled to anger.
And I'll be by your side at all times from now on, my lady.
Great.
So, anything you want, day or night, it doesn't matter, let me know.
And any questions you might have about the ins and outs of the palace, but you won't call it gossip. I'm not one for idle chatter.
What's that noise?
Noise, my lady.
Someone chanting, I think. Above us at the top of the tower.
That's the records being kept.
The records?
Yes. Here we are. The king's apartments.
Shouldn't there be, I don't know, guards or something?
The king's dismissed them so the two of you can be alone. In here, madam.
Wow! Those are some candlesticks.
Take a full morning to clean them if you see your face reflected. Make yourself comfortable, my lady. The king won't be long.
Right. Thank you. Marjorie! King's bedchamber, huh? Amazing bed. Actually, I'd rather not think about the amazing. Is there someone there? Creepy. Oh, here comes the biggest creep of all. Oh, I wonder if it counts as treason if I hit him with a candlestick. Doctor!
Perry! I was going to ask you if you're all right, but now I'm more concerned if I'm all right.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were...
Oh, obviously. Ooh, you look lovely, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah, the green suits you. Actually, more clothes suits you.
Oh, very funny. I'd laugh if only I could breathe. It's no wonder the Queen's always in such a bad mood. Can you smell something?
That's probably my coat.
Oh, yeah.
That whispering again.
Maybe it's the records Marjorie mentioned.
Oh, what records? Who's Marjorie?
Come on, this way.
Wars were ended. Enemies overthrown at his most glorious behest. There was but one ambition to achieve. To make him greater yet.
It's in here, Doctor.
Perry, wait. We can't just rush in willy-nilly.
But soon, events took a much harsher turn. The king had fallen out of love with his fair queen and wished for change.
Hello?
But Anne Boleyn did not despair. She had a daughter.
Excuse me, sir?
A daughter who would one day become the greatest queen our land has known.
What's he doing, Doctor?
I think he's predicting the future.
And strangers travel here through time.
Does he mean us?
I rather think he does.
Sorry. Lost my place. must not lose my...
He looks awful.
Writing's a serious business, Perry.
Through time, from realms beyond the sky. There. It is written. Good day to you, most welcome guests.
Good day.
Hi.
I am glad to find you here at last.
Are you indeed? Well, that's interesting.
I trust your journey was a safe one.
Circumperambulatory, but generally acceptable.
Good. Otherwise, my work would be in vain. And that would never do.
What were you writing?
History, my dear. I am the Scrivener.
Scrivener?
I see.
I don't.
I rewrite history, my dear.
But...
Let me show you. Please, ask me for anything.
I really don't think
perhaps
that...
a fine silk scarf.
Doctor, look!
It is written.
Incredible.
Alas, the color clashes with your garb. A fine silk scarf of the greenest moss from the deepest forest.
Doctor, it's changing color.
Maybe something for yourself, sir.
No, thank you.
Oh, but I insist. A lady of beauty and high birth, with hair as black as ebony.
Doctor, I don't like this.
She will love you.
Stop!
And die for you.
No!
Too late. Doctor, it is written.
I wish you hadn't done that.
I'm afraid the pen takes on a life of its own sometime.
It's beautiful.
I wouldn't touch if I were you, my dear.
Is it made of gold?
No. The primary flight feathers of a bird now long extinct.
The temporal phoenix, of course.
Oh, of course.
An immortal bird whose wings are said to beat the seconds of time itself. This pen, Perry, is lost Philesian technology. They trapped the poor creature, making it fly forever in a time loop. But I thought the Time Lords had destroyed all these devices. How did you come by it, Scrivener?
Legend tells it fell from a shooting star.
Spacecraft?
Possibly.
Prince Henry found it as a boy and made my father write his princely brother dead so that he could become king.
Truly, the pen is mightier than the sword.
My father passed his burden on to me when he, in turn, was dead.
Burden?
A burden indeed, Perry. If I'm right, the ink is made from time drawn from the Scrivener.
Each piece of time I write takes time from me. Each death, a piece of life. Now I am as you see me, crabbed and o'erracked with age. It is written.
Someone's coming. It must be the king.
Oh, no, I've forgotten about him.
Hush.
Ah, my hooded fortune-telling friend. Or should I say, your majesty.
you? We have no time to waste. The king is on his way. Today he plans to write himself immortal.
Immortal? But that would play havoc with time.
The pen has written your adventures in the past. It knows of you. That is why we called to you across the void.
I dictated and the scrivener wrote. Your name was whispered on the winds of time. Oh, come to us and save us, Doctor.
I thought the TARDIS was unusually insistent.
The king!
We are all dead if he discovers you. My Lady Perry.
What?
The king has taken a fancy to you, has he not?
I suppose he... Oh, no! Put that thought right out of your mind!
If you intend thus to disdain, it does the more... Who's there?
Only me, Your Majesty.
Ah! Tis my Lady Greensleeves.
What? Oh, you mean the dress. I see what you did there. Very good.
In the words of our song, I shall preserve your beauty for posterity.
Gee, thanks.
But what are you doing all this way up in the tower, my dear? Not trying to run away, I hope.
My husband wishes to be rid of me.
I can't imagine how anyone could ever wish such a thing.
The king wants a male heir. It is his burning goal.
Yes, I remember.
No one wrote my little son dead. But the pen has not the power to bring him back.
Not even the temporal phoenix can do that.
Henry will have his immortality. Now he is fixed upon his future bride, my fate is sealed.
But you have another child.
My daughter, Elizabeth.
One day, she'll be a great queen. Forgive me. You have the most extraordinary eyes I've ever seen.
Not hair as black as ebony.
Huh?
So the minstrels sing.
Scrivener!
Your Highness, I think we need to take another look at these lovely candlesticks.
Nonsense! I want to show you something far more magnificent.
They are here.
My lady, you must hide. The doctor, too.
Behind the curtain, Your Majesty. Quick!
Behold, madam, my deepest secret.
Believe me, there's nothing you could show me I haven't seen before.
Good day to you, Your Majesty.
Oh, right. Who's this?
This is my scrivener. He rewrites history for me.
History, huh?
Come, ask me for anything you wish.
I'm fine, honestly.
A jewel, perhaps? Scrivener?
Sire.
A diamond large as any thrush's egg.
Large as any thrush's egg.
For you, my lady.
Wow, that's a very...
It is beautiful. And so are you. Lady Perry, will you be my queen?
Henry, we've only just met. Besides, you're already married.
Together, we'll reign over everything, even time itself. Scrivener, write!
Of course, Your Majesty.
On the 4th of May, in the year 1536, the King of England conquered time itself.
King of England. Sire, please.
Write, or you will die! For on this day, Henry, the 8th to hold that name, became immortal.
Became.
Scrivener, stop! I cannot allow this.
Who's here? The fool?
Henry, please.
Oh, not such a fool then as I thought. Adultery is treason, sir, when it is with my wife. Now, traitor doctor, you will die.
No!
I beseech you.
See how your women beg? My wife is on her knees!
Rise, my lady. Do not debase yourself on my account.
You do better to plead for your own life, madam. Scrivener, write!
Sire.
The queen is an adulterer!
Sire, I have served you now these 15 years. This ill becomes your greatness.
I am the king appointed by the hand of God, and I will be obeyed!
Why do you do this thing, my lord? You know it is not true.
Right!
My lady, I am sorry. The queen is
Stop this at once!
Please, husband, for the love you bore me long ago.
And a sorceress? Right?
It is written.
In proof whereof she has an extra finger, making 6 in total upon one hand.
No more, please, for pity's sake.
6 in total.
The sure and certain signifier of a witch!
Is that a joke? No joke at all. Look!
Are you proud of yourself, sir?
Thus we fulfill the prophecy that a queen of England shall one day burn.
Tell me she's not burned alive.
The Scrivener's rewritten history. Anything could happen. In fact, he's still rewriting it.
What? You cur! I gave you no more dictation!
It is written.
Show me!
Majesty, the book is closed.
Give it to me!
What's he done?
I'm not sure.
How's this? A single clean blow from a French sword? You have written her a better death than I intended.
It will be quick, at least. Thank you, Scrivener.
The best that I could think of.
But that's barbaric!
Scrivener, for this treason, you will die. The book is open! Write it! Now!
No, sire. I can write for you no longer. It is my time.
What's wrong with you? Write! Now!
It is futile, Henry. He's dead.
What?
Remember what the Scrivener said, Perry? My father passed his burden on to me when he in turn was dead. Jewels and palaces are one thing, but writer death, and part of the writer dies too. It was his time.
Do you see now, Doctor, why the pen called out for an immortal?
Yes.
Immortal? You?
I studied your lifeline, Doctor. You have died before and lived.
Well, that's not strictly true.
Then, Doctor, you shall be my scrivener now.
Doctor, you can't!
Take up the pen, Doctor. Take it up, or I shall twist the Lady Perry's pretty head right off her shoulders.
Whatever happened to preserving my beauty for all posterity?
Let her go, Your Majesty. What would you have me write?
As I dictated, on this day, Henry, the 8th to hold that name, became immortal.
Doctor, you can't!
Now I shall have the power that I deserve, the power of life and death over mankind. And I shall rule the world!
It is...
Thank you.
Doctor, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Treacherous dog, what have you inscribed?
The destruction of the pen of the Phoenix, whose power should never have fallen into your hands.
The pen? No!
It's on fire!
The Phoenix is returning to the flame. This one will not be reborn.
No! I'll have you hanged, drawn, and quartered for this! Guards! Guards! Where are my guards?
I think you sent them all away so we could be alone!
Well, there's one use for a history book. He's out cold. Well done, Perry.
He will recover, and when he does, his wrath will be terrible. Both of you must go. Now, before he wakes...
We can't leave you here to...
You must. Doctor, you told me one day my daughter will be a great queen.
The greatest who has ever lived.
That is enough. If you should meet her as you travel on through time, tell her I was not the Scarlet Woman history chronicled.
I will. Goodbye, my lady.
Poor Anne.
You know, the day after he executed her, Henry announced his engagement to Jane Seymour.
So it was all an excuse?
Yes.
There was no adultery?
No.
Or witchcraft. Goes to show you can't believe everything you read in the history books. I said, you can't believe everything.
No.
Are you okay?
I'm really not so sure.
Oh, you couldn't have saved her no matter what you did. I mean, it was...
I know. It was written